Welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. Paul has no clue I'm recording this. So, you almost ready?
I'm ready.
Man, you sure?
Yeah, why?
I just want to make sure you're ready.
Did you already start without me?
What? I don't. Did I? I don't think so. I was waiting for you.
I see the recording button.
Say hi, Paul.
Hey, everybody. Did you already say my name? Does everybody know I'm here?
Well, no. I just said, welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring. Paul has no clue I'm recording.
I was like, the way you were acting, I was like, why is he acting like that?
This is Tim Ellis and Paul Napoli, and we have a great show today. We are going unscripted. We are just talking from the heart today about, you know, life in general and the challenges it throws at you. So stick around and enjoy. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode. We decided to come with a little walkout music. So here we go, a little Empire State of Mind. Shouting out to New York City.
I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down
there
in Tribeca.
Right now with coronavirus.
But I'll be hood fast with us. I'm the new Sinatra. And
chill.
Since I made it here, I can make it anywhere.
I can rap
everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on
so
Broadway.
Pulled me back like at McDonald's.
Took it to my stash spot. 560 State Street.
Catch me in the at the end of Simbox.
Cruising down A Street, all white Lexus, driving so slow. BK is from Texas, me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside. Niggas and Nets give me high five, nigga. I be spiked out, I can trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
What's up, man?
Man, that was great.
We did a walkout song to a podcast that we sit at in front of a microphone.
There was no walk-in. I had a sip of my drink, though. I have a beer here for the first time during a podcast.
I always forget people can't see us, so they couldn't see us dancing.
No, we were dancing. I was dancing. It's funny. If there's a song that I don't know all the words to the regular part of the song, Stephanie will always pick on me because I'll sing the chorus and it's usually the girl's part. So you're like, you're gonna rap, and I'm like, no, but I'm from New York. I start singing the girl part.
Is that TMI right there,
dude? It's just what happens, man.
You know what? I got to be honest. I'm the same way.
I know. I was watching.
Do you even know who ABBA is? Do you know that band ABBA?
No, is that?
Of course you don't. You don't know who ABBA is.
Is that the 40s, back when you were a kid?
You know ABBA, Dancing Queen?
No.
My Lord. You don't know the song Dancing Queen?
I thought that was a band. I don't know.
Well, I used to crush Dancing Queen.
I've seen you dance. I'm not surprised at all.
No, it's a song. It's not me dancing. It's a song,
you
Dancing
sing?
Queen. Yeah, ready? Listen.
So put it on. Sing. Are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing.
You said you used to crush. Oh my God!
Yeah, he's gonna crush this, man. Wait, here we go. If I'm driving down the highway and this comes on, get out of my way. You've never heard this song.
I've heard it.
It's Dancing Queen. I'm not gonna let this one down. All right, enough of that. What do you want to talk about this week, man?
Dude, so first of all, real quick. So we're bumping to Jay-Z. I then tell you that if I don't know the words to the song, I sing the chorus like a girl. I sing the girl part, and Stephanie makes fun of me.
Yep.
You responded with TMI. Your next move in the podcast. You played Dancing Queen and told everybody in the world that you jam out. You can't jam out the Dancing Queen.
That's my girl song.
That's true.
I just have one. That's it. That's the one.
I wish people could have seen the look on your face when that song came on. It was pure joy.
It is pure joy. ABBA. Dancing Queen. Who doesn't like ABBA Dancing Queen?
You know, let's do a survey.
Let's do a survey. If you like ABBA Dancing Queen, make sure after you listen to this podcast, you on Facebook, wherever, give me some love. Tell me there's other Dancing Queen fans out there. I'm starting to wonder about myself.
I've been wondering about you for a while, but I love it. I love it. I do.
So the best part is nobody knows this, but before we even hit the record button, Paul came on and I had like some heavy metal band playing.
Which sounded fantastic.
They sounded awesome. They were doing a Taylor Swift song.
Which is great. Right. More musicians should do that. Do they probably do? I'm out of music. I'm not good with stuff like that. They probably do, but they should take a song like that. It sounded fantastic. This heavy metal band singing Taylor Swift was like, I don't know if it was singing, but they were rocking out. It sounded great.
It was awesome.
But anyway, so
I'm a big music fan. I like music all across the board, including ABBA.
I like everything. I mean, I didn't know it, but I guess I like ABBA. I mean, I'm not going to jam out in my car, but that doesn't make you any less of a man, just so you know.
All right, I feel better. Thank you.
Yeah, you should. Man, so what's the weather like there today? You tell me and then I'll tell you.
Oh, shut up. What hat am I wearing? Look at the hat I'm wearing. What do you think the weather is here?
Hat. Is that why you're wearing that hat?
Yes, that's why I'm wearing this hat.
What's the name of that style?
We are getting 2 inches, not of snow tonight, of freaking rain. This is a... I don't know what the name of this is.
You know what it's
is.
Called? It's like Elmer Fudd, if you guys can remember like Elmer Fudd, right?
Yeah, or Christmas Vacation. Better. It's the hat that Cousin Eddie wears. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's pretty annoying about you, just real quick? Like, as I'm watching you on this Zoom recording, like, you wear that stupid hat. No offense. It looks very warm. But you still look good. Like, you always look like a model.
Oh,
it's annoying.
Thank you. You're welcome. I appreciate
it's
that.
It's annoying. But anyways, so you guys are getting 2 inches of rain.
Taking that as a compliment.
As you should. It's freezing cold, 2 inches of rain, and you look like Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, I'm drinking hot tea. You're having a beer in the sunshine, and this is what we're dealing with here.
So right now the sun isn't
Would you have
shining.
A barbecue tonight too?
No, we're no, I would have. But the sun's not shining, but it was about 70 degrees today.
Okay.
It's a little overcast, but the blue skies come out like every 45 minutes or so. The blue skies pop out.
It comes out every couple of days here, the blue sky.
Yeah.
But I mean, once every 3 days for about 5 minutes, and then another 3 or 4 days, we see it again.
That's all right. We had Mike was telling me earlier today, like the Zoom meetings were kicking out and stuff. So you guys were having like lots of wind and stuff.
Yeah, we do have a lot of wind going on here. We have like major rain and wind coming down tonight.
Man.
Hey, let's give some appreciation. We always like starting our show with some appreciation. So huge shout out to the local restaurants. They are struggling, man. They are struggling, but they're like fighters. And I'm with every meaning of the word fighter, these local restaurant owners are fighting the best they can to stay alive. Number one, you walk in, they're greeting you with a smile. You have to, you know, order online and pick up, but they're, you know, some of them have limited menus. So man, if you haven't yet, make sure you're supporting your local restaurants because they're out there and they're there for you. And, you know, they're trying to do their best. So let's support them. Also, man, the essential workers in the grocery stores, Miss Karen, if you're listening, huge shout out to you. I swear I'm in Wegmans every other day, even now, even during this, even more so because Karen refuses to go out. She's so scared of this that I am the only, we're keeping one person in the family is the person that may get contaminated. And that apparently is me. So I'm going to the store, I'm doing all the shopping. So I'm seeing Miss Karen, man, she's always there. She's got a mask on all day long, just absolutely always greeting with that positive attitude, and just awesome seeing her in there and the rest of the Wegmans staff. Wegmans, my grocery store. I'm not sure what yours is down there, but it's just awesome that they're still, you know, serving us the best they can.
It's incredible. Like the small, like you said, small businesses, local restaurants, you know, so down here, it's the same. So like we order online And when we get there, they have the couple that we go to. We try to keep it. So we do a little bit with the chain restaurants, kind of do a little bit with everything. We don't eat out as much as we used to. Let's toss in the plug for HelloFresh here. But we don't eat out as much as we used to. But when we do, the fact that they have all adapted and conquered, like we kind of keep talking about that. They took this situation. They're like, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to keep the doors open and keep serving people? Like, that's what they do. So we definitely still hit the chains a little bit, but we're really trying to hit the local, I'm going to say mom and pop, the local small businesses and the systems that they have in place. Dude, it's incredible. So I love that you gave all of them a shout out. I love that you brought up Miss Karen specifically. Her energy, huh? Like, oh, throughout all of this, she's still like, that's Karen, man. She's a positive, happy person. So like, I know how much she loves doing what she's doing, even though it's really, really stressful right now for her. So the fact that you brought that up is like super cool. Like, her energy is out of this world. Is it not?
100%. It is. And, a lot of people can take this situation, life throws curveballs at us. And I think that's what we're talking about today.
Yep.
And this is a giant curveball. This is a curveball that has been thrown out to the world. This is a worldwide problem. And you have two options, man. You can either embrace it, knock it out of the park, or take the out. And people like Karen, and I believe people like us, we choose to hit it head on. Don't be afraid of that curveball, and life is a journey. Life's a marathon. Don't become a victim, and don't have that victim mentality, because once you do, you will be a victim, and it's just going to beat you down. So face it head on, do our best to get through it, and when a curveball is thrown at you, knock it out of the park, man. Don't be afraid of it. Swing.
You're right. Spot on. Like, it's exactly that. So I love the curveball, right? I love that, because that's what this is. And that's what we get thrown at life all the time. It's not always what we expect, unless you're the Houston Astros. I don't know if anybody has followed that. Like they had a whole thing going on. Like, they knew every pitch that was coming because they were in the dugout banging on trash cans. Anyhow, you don't always get what you expect, right? You might be sitting there waiting for that fastball, and all of a sudden they throw a curveball, but it could be a crucial moment where you're either going to strike out and take that out or hit it out of the park. Like, this is one of those moments. So just like you said, what we're talking about today is how life is a journey, how life is a marathon, how life is, you could say it a billion different ways. Life's a book, and there's all these different chapters.
Right.
That's the truth of it. Like, the other day, so just to kind of hop into it real quick, the other day, Paul Anthony and I went to the gas station, and we're at the gas station, and Paul is like me now. He's very positive. He's very excited. He's a happy person. When I was a kid, I was a bit more reserved and shy, but Paul like has my current personality as a child.
That's good role modeling.
Oh, well, thank you. So it's huge. He's very, very positive and upbeat, and that's just who he is. So we're in the car going to the gas station, and him and I are chatting back and forth, and he's like, "Daddy, 2020 sucks." I'm like, "Huh? What? Like, what do you mean 2020 sucks?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "2020's been a horrible year." So, and I told him, I said, people have this tendency to do this, and if you do, like, I'm not knocking people who do it. And I have certainly done it before too. But he just took the entire year in his brain, in his mind, and said, "It's over. It sucks. 2020 is horrible." And I asked him, I was like, "What are you talking about, bud?" And he's like, "With coronavirus and all that." And I said, and I understand it. Like, I don't want to, when I say these things, I hope it doesn't take away from the seriousness of it. I understand, like, people are losing their lives. You look at somebody like Marianne, who 30 days of her life, like, there was a couple of days where she literally thought to herself,
"This is it.
I got to stay awake." Right. Or, "This is it." So I don't want to take away from that. And I hope that the way that I say this doesn't, but for those of us that are getting through this and our complaints are, that we have to Zoom with our kids, that we have to, you know, our kids are home and our life has been disrupted. Listen, like, I'm not saying to change your feelings on that, but in my opinion, we can't write off the entire year for it. 2020 isn't a horrible year. You know, Paul forgets, we just a few months back before this whole coronavirus thing happened, we went on a like a quick weekend to the beach. We surprised the kids. We took them to the beach. Our boys are into like cars and stuff. They love cars. So we brought them to the beach quick. It was like a 2-day thing. And they got to see all these cool cars that were there. It was really fun. Like, we just did that a few months ago, but he forgot about that already. And he's already thinking about how bad 2020 is.
Right.
It's just, it's insane how we kind of, we do that. We put it all as like, you know, the end of the world, you know, this, the whole year is bad. Or like, if you have a bad day, like my week is bad, you know, really you probably had a couple bad moments in that day, you know?
Listen, bad days are part of living.
100%.
Bad days are part of life, and you will survive the bad day. You have survived. I think you gave me a quote earlier this week. You've currently survived 100% of your bad days.
Yep.
We all have bad days. That is part of who you are. That's what builds your character. That's what makes you, you know, go above and beyond and achieve. And sometimes you're knocked down. Sometimes you are knocked flat on your face. Sometimes you're you know, down for the count. And it's important you get back up, brush yourself off, and move forward. Life is a curveball. Every day is not easy. There are days that it is going to be tough. You are going to have bad days. And, I mean, I've been a Bills fan for how many years? We've had a lot of bad days.
You've had a lot of bad days. Wyatt Wright, right? It was Wyatt Wright, wasn't it?
That's
You've had
right.
a lot of bad days as a Bills fan. So that quote that you're talking about, I actually have it right here. So I got to tell you some funny stuff, man. Know what I like to do? I like to pretend sometimes like I'm doing something that is above me. And here's what I mean. Like, if I am, remember back in the day, Supermarket Sweep? Did you ever watch that show?
Supermarket Sweep? Supermarket.
Yeah, they
have
run
to fill
through
the card up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, 40 years old running through the supermarket pretending I'm on Supermarket Sweep. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I will
give
my
in and out as fast as you can.
I'll give my, this isn't even new. Like, I do stupid things like this. And, you know, back in the day, like, pretending that you're on a TV show or pretend like that kind of stuff. So I like to pretend that if I get something in the mail, that it's fan mail, right? So I got fan mail. So Stacy makes some phenomenal baked goods, right? So she actually made them for Stephanie, but I like to say they were for me. But she made some of these brownie things and she sent them here to us down in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
That quote. So I'm pretending it was fan mail. I got another piece of fan mail here. Look at this. Did you see this on Facebook? Did you see that or no?
I didn't see it.
We'll talk about it. So in my fan mail that I got, which really wasn't fan mail, it was just somebody being nice. That's where that quote came from. With the brownies, Stacy gave us a card and it said, "So far, you've survived 100% of your worst days. You're doing great." And just think about that. So if you're here right now and you're listening to this, you have survived 100% of your worst days. And that is spot on, is it not?
Absolutely.
Like,
and I've had some really, really bad days.
Right.
100%. And everybody has had some really, really, and there's a million stories out there.
Yes.
And man, surviving it is part of life. Surviving it is not becoming the victim. Surviving it is not giving up, giving in, and make sure you're pushing through.
So, you know, to lighten it up for a second, I was talking about fan mail.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is fan mail. This piece of fan mail is for both of us. Although I don't know. I don't think you're on
that.
Erica.
Oh, my God.
Your sister had something to do with it, too.
Julie.
Yeah. So I got a mug right here. And I was pleasantly surprised, right? Mailman knocks on the door, ding, 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 at this little apartment that I'm at. And I got mail. Like, I'm like a kid, you know, like.
It's exciting.
Dude, I'll order on Amazon, like, and 2 days later when it shows up with Amazon Prime, you I'm know like what a it kid is. On Christmas. Yeah, I don't remember what I ordered. So I get the knock on the door. I grab the box. I'm like, I don't remember ordering anything. I open it up, and it's a coffee mug. And for those of us that have listened to a couple of our episodes now, on the coffee mug, it says, FYI, girls poop.
True story.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's absolutely not. Did you know that Rodney...
It's on a coffee mug. It's got to be a true story.
No, hashtag I don't care. did you know Rodney, our man Rodney, that he is on team girls don't poop, just like me?
He is?
Yep. He has convinced himself, just like I did, that that's not a thing.
Really?
I can't believe you haven't. I thought all males did.
No.
All right. Well, I'm special. Stephanie's told me for a long time I'm special, and there it is.
FYI, girls poop.
FYI, girls poop. So gross.
That sounds like it. We could do a whole podcast on that.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
We got mugs. We can have t-shirts made, hats.
Oh, man, that's going to be our hashtag of the whole podcast.
Exactly.
But listen, so the point of this podcast is to remind everybody a couple different things, right? So the point of it is to remind you that you have already survived 100% of your worst days, no matter what they were, no matter how extreme they were. And you know, at the end of every podcast, one of the things that you and I talk about is appreciating life and appreciating what we're going through right now. We are at a time in our lives where, like, at the snap of a finger, our freedoms, mm-hmm. our freedoms were kind of ripped out from underneath us. All the things that we were used to, from going to the grocery store. I mean, they even to the point, and I'm not saying that it's wrong, because if people want to debate that, they're trying to do it for the health of everybody. I understand it at this point. They gave you specific days. They suggested that you could go to the grocery store based on your birth year, this, that, and the other thing. They're telling you to wear masks. You know, my businesses, they have shut us down. Things that we have taken for granted are things that we would have never realized we take for granted. And I mean, I'm living it, as are all of us. We're all living it in a different way for different things and different reasons. For me, like Stephanie right now, you know, when she got into nursing back when, one of the things with it was, you will always be able to find a job. When you're a nurse, you will always be able to find a job. Hence the scenario that we're in right now. Just before this, I should say. You know what? Know what's happening right now? It's darn near impossible to find a job as a nurse. And that is because of everything going on. Like, even the crisis nurses, so heading to like New York City, California, Stephanie's literally looking at jobs in California, New York City. Arizona, we just looked at a job at Arizona for crisis for this stuff. But what's happening is a lot of these hospitals, so Stephanie's a travel nurse, what they're doing is they think they need a bunch of nurses. They sign their contracts, the nurses get there, and they're like, oh, we don't need you. Now, that's right. Not happening everywhere or all the time, but that's what Stephanie's travel agent has seen. My point is now we're in a scenario where never in a million years would I think that Stephanie's job would be something that is not needed. Talk about taking things for granted.
Right.
You know? You know, our businesses, going to the grocery store. We didn't realize all the things we've been taking for granted until now. And when this, so as I'm sitting here right now, I'm thinking to myself, in this moment, what am I taking for granted? Does that make sense?
Like, it does.
I'm thinking right now, as I sit here complaining in a way of the things, or at least mentioning the things that we can't do right now. I can't teach karate. My teachers can't teach karate. We can't teach spin boxing. We can't do this. We can't do that. We took that for granted. And as I sit here talking about that, what else am I taking for granted? Am I taking my health for granted? Am I taking the fact that I know that I'm not taking this for granted, but what are we taking for granted? We're here right now, man. Like, this is a crazy situation, but we are alive. We are here. We get to, I just saw Nate hug you right in the middle of this podcast.
Yeah.
You got to have that moment right then and there. Like, love it.
And that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. What are you thinking about, or what are you taking for granted right now. Think about it. Like, take a sit back and say, like, okay, I can't do A, B, C, and D, but what am I taking for granted? I'm here breathing, man, you know?
I'm healthy, breathing.
Yep.
And, we have friends, family all around us. That's just it. You know, when you look at this scenario that we're all in, and you look at some other scenarios you could be in, this really isn't that bad. I mean, it's bad. I don't want to downplay it. It is bad, but you're home with your family. You're home. We have an opportunity right now to share more time than we ever have been able to with our families, with our kids. And usually they're off to school. You're off to work and you see each other in the evening and everybody's cranky because school is long and work was long and whatever. You know, I come home and I'm still going to work, but I come home and Nathan's relaxed. Karen's relaxed. Everybody's just chill, calm. I ordered in an old game for PlayStation 2. I found the PlayStation 2. Now we're playing games like Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man and for like hours at a time and just having fun. We wouldn't have that normally.
Right.
Right. If it wasn't for this situation that we're all in, we wouldn't have that. So like you said, take advantage of the time that you have right now. This is a bad thing that we're all going through. This is, you know, there's a lot of things that can add to the stress, but don't make yourself a victim. Don't use the question, why, you know, why is this happening to me? Why is this going on? And that's for everything. That's not just for this. Why can't I stay on this diet? Why can't I lose weight? Stop asking why and start asking what and how. How is this happening to me? How do I stop it? What do I need to do to lose that weight? What do I need to do to stay on this diet and stay focused? How can I discipline myself, you know, and stop using the word why, stop making yourself a victim and embrace it and move on. You know, this will pass. I think I said in a previous episode, coronavirus isn't going to be the end of the human race or of all humankind. We're going to get through this. Take advantage of it. Live every day to the fullest. Embrace it. And, that's it.
I love it. I mean, it's spot on. Take a second. And I know we said it already, but take a second for everybody listening. Take a second right now. Sit back. And no matter what stresses, listen, like there's tons of them. You think of people like a senior in high school. Or, I saw somebody posting about the junior prom. I'll tell you right now, for as far as things like the junior prom, senior ball, I don't know exactly how yet. But in that scenario, 5-star, if we have to, we will host every junior prom in Central New York when this thing is all over. And we will host every senior ball in Central New York when this is over. Get me the right connections. Tell me who I got to talk to and how we got to do it. You know, kids are missing out on these things. Parents are missing out on these things. Like, there's a lot to feel bad about, a lot to be stressed about. But again, there's also a lot that we can sit back and say, you know, this part of it isn't so bad. This is maybe what I'm taking for granted right now. And it's one of those things, like, we would have never thought that just running our business, I'm going to just throw that out there for me, that is something we're taking for granted, or just going to the studio to train. Never we thought that'd be ripped out from underneath us. So right now, as you sit here listening to this, what can you be appreciative of? What can you say, you know what, before this gets taken away from me, I'm going to embrace this, love it, and understand that I'm not taking this for granted. So the point, right, or the thought behind this podcast was, life is a journey. Life is a book with so many chapters. It's a marathon. It is something that someday we're going to look back at this and we are going to say, wow, do you remember when? Now, you know, there's a chance, a good chance, and I'm no scientist, doctor, or any of that. I'm not even going to use my Holiday Inn joke because Janice hates it. But there's a chance that this just becomes somewhat of a new norm. And that this is just another diagnosis someday or, you know, in the future where we have to deal with this. but we will get back to quote unquote normal at some point. So this will be just another chapter in our book. So it's like that on a daily basis. We're writing that book every single day, and not every single page of that book is going to be butterflies, unicorns, and rainbows.
Right.
There's going to be really crappy pages in that book that suck, but that sunshine is out there behind those clouds, Tim. You told me
it's days.
Raining. I don't care if it's every 3 days, every 3 weeks. That sunshine is there.
It's there.
And it's just a matter of getting through this storm and either sitting and getting through it and, you know, watching it and just dwelling on it, or getting up, dance in the freaking rain. Tim, I want a video tomorrow of you dancing in the rain. Like, for real, that would go viral. Tim's going to go dance in the
dancing
rain.
Dancing queen?
Tomorrow.
A little dancing
my
queen?
God, to dancing queen. But anyway, so that's the thought is, you know, try not to take things for granted. I'm with you.
And I'm just going to tag on to that. You know, find your pivots. When I mean find your pivots, what are the opportunities here? You know, just because all of this has changed the way we were so comfortable living, what are the opportunities here? What are the possibilities? Show some forgiveness. Grow in bravery. I think everybody's doing that. People are going out wearing the mask. That's brave. It's a scary sight to see, but you're going out and you're doing it. Learn how to communicate better. You know, take this opportunity as an opportunity. Take this situation as an opportunity to do some of these things. And make sure you don't stop moving. I know we're stuck in our houses, but movement and exercise, that really helps you go a long way. It releases that dopamine, and it just simply makes you feel better. So make sure you're doing something. Don't just sit around. Netflix is amazing, by the way, but don't get addicted to it.
Do you have a specific one you're watching right now or no?
Ozark.
On Netflix. Ozark? I've never seen it.
I'm on episode 3. I'm not attached to it yet, but I've been told it gets really good.
That's
a little it's a little too deep right now, I think.
Those are tough for me. If it takes more than a couple episodes to get into it, it's tough for me.
I'm going to give it one more, and then I'm going to probably either love it or ditch it.
Love it or ditch it. Love it or list it. Love it or list it. We talked about that. Anyway. Yeah.
So, wow. That was fun.
That was fun. Let me ask you a question. What is – so I'm putting you on the spot here, and if you got to edit it out, man, edit it out, whatever. You're in charge.
Yeah.
What is – one or two things that you can find for you personally as a positive to the craziness that's going on right now? And I know you you already nailed one, I think, with PlayStation 2 games and getting to hang with the family and whatnot. That could be one of them. What are two positives that you feel with this right now?
The two positives I feel with this right now, one is learning along the way. And preparing, you know, always kind of figuring. There's so many questions. You have no choice but to think, educate yourself about everything that's going on, educate yourself about the virus itself, educate yourself on how to protect you and your family from it. And so that is one thing that I think has been a positive, because again, you get into such a comfortable life. I forget what it was like to learn, and I'm enjoying, like, every day I'm not on looking at, you know, Facebook. I'm on looking at what have they learned more today that they didn't know yesterday. And that part has been, I gotta be honest, I've kind of enjoyed doing that. And then I think the second thing that I would have to say is, just the way people have come together and have picked each other up and have supported each other through whatever means they have, whether it's reaching out to a neighbor across the street, maybe going to the grocery store for them because maybe they're a senior citizen, to Zoom social, you know, get togethers on Friday night. You know who I'm talking about out there. I know some of you might be listening. Wow. I got to be honest with you. One night I hung out with them for like 5 hours and I got bombed. But
funny.
just the way people are helping each other, you know, through everything and help, just helping each other become comfortable with this new weird way of living that we've had to become accustomed to. And we're very fortunate. And again, you look at the taking the positives out of things. We're very fortunate to have the technology that you and I, you know, right now we're talking to each other, and we're communicating. And, you know, Nathan has been on his Xbox. There hasn't been a day he hasn't been able to talk or see his friends right. since this whole thing started. So if you want to look at the positive things, those are some pretty incredible positive things. The other thing, it's making us be a little more creative in what we do on a day-to-day basis. We have to try new things. And so I've enjoyed that. What about you?
I love it. I'm with you. I was actually thinking as you were talking, because like I said, I kind of put you on the spot, and I was thinking about it at the same time, creativity, like watching everybody adapt. You know, you talked about like the Zoom socials, the Zoom karate classes, the Zoom fitness classes. I see a lot of that going on with people doing things online. The creativity with that. I just saw something today where buses were going out to the seniors and to the seniors around the high schools and getting creative with that and trying to make them feel special. And I love seeing that. I love seeing people come together. I mean, even on the social media platforms, even on like Facebook and stuff, I feel like I'm seeing people really genuinely care about others. Now, listen, I see the opposite where people are fighting and bickering, but I love it. Even when somebody posts something that is like, man, I am having a horrible day. You'll look and there will be 70 comments of people trying to pick that person up.
Right.
And I see a lot of that. I love the creativity. You know, I get to, right now, like you and I are hanging out, like I get to see you. We're hanging out, we're talking,
listening to cool. Dancing Queen,
listening to Dancing Queens. I saw you rock out to Dancing Queens. That was great. And then my other biggest thing is just the family time. Like, you know, Stephanie still has to go into work, obviously being a nurse. Like I said, she's having a hard time finding her next assignment, but she's working on that. But we get to see each other a lot more, all of us. I love that the kids are home from school right now and working home from school. That said, I'm not a teacher at school either. I feel bad for the teachers that are trying to do you see my dog?
Dog is like attacking.
What is she doing? She wants to play right
now. Needs her walk. Isn't it almost time for your walk?
No, but that's not till after dinner. She already got her walk. I don't know what she's doing right now. She wants to play.
By the way, just so everybody knows, every time Paul goes on a walk, I somehow randomly just always text him while he's walking. Every time I text him, I'm out for my walk. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I get that feeling like I got to text Paul something. And it's usually stuff stupid like Snapchat videos.
Oh my God. Your Snapchat videos are hilarious, by the way. I love it. Like you sent me a few of those. Those are fantastic. You know what it is? It's probably right around your wind down time, probably where you're just getting relaxed and whatnot. And that is our wind down time. Stephanie and I, and I've mentioned before, like we love going on walks. That's what we do. So we just, we'll walk around, relax, talk about our day. It's pretty funny. No, she's not ready. This dog isn't ready for a walk. She legit just wanted to play right there. I don't know. So, you know, family time, man, like family time. And I do love watching everybody get creative. I love it. Yeah. So real quick, just a thought here to throw out to anybody listening, take a minute and write down any positives you can come up with. Again, like everybody's going through this differently. People are getting sick. People's family members are getting sick. You know, you think of things like people not being able to go see their grandparents. Like there is some really bad pages in this chapter. Try to take a minute and just try to think of some of the good pages in this chapter. What if you were to write this chapter, the coronavirus chapter 2020, on your book, there's going to be really crappy pages. But can you find a couple of good pages to toss in there? Like what is good for you right now? What is making you smile?
Right. I love it. That's awesome. Are we going to wait, let everybody write it down?
I don't know. I was just sitting here.
Did you write yours down?
I'm glad the dog's not trying to attack my arm anymore.
So write that down, man. Share it with each other. Keep lifting each other up. I think that's the important message. Life is going to throw you curveballs. You can either hit it out of the park or, you know, take the out. And I don't think anybody listening to this is the type of person that's going to take the out. We know who our fans are, and we know you're all rock stars, and we appreciate you, and keep doing what you're doing. Love seeing you guys in the Zoom classes. However, you know, Paul keeps posting them after the fact, and then I find myself watching, and then I have to turn myself off after about a minute.
Why? Why?
Because I'm a 6 foot five uncoordinated.
You are not uncoordinated. Zoom, it's a little delayed. That's all. You do great. You do a great. I watch all your guys' classes, and you guys are killing it. I love it. I love, and I always have loved how we all have the same goal and the same, even similar lesson plans, but I love how we all deliver it.
Yeah,
a little just differently.
I love seeing classes. Everybody on there. Clearly, it's not as cool as seeing everybody in person, but
it's
you guys are killing it, man. Keep showing up. That's the key. Don't stop moving. Keep showing up. So, now what do you want to do?
I don't know. I feel like it's over.
Feel like it's over too. Should we bring Alexa on for a question?
What are you going to ask Alexa?
I don't know. Hang on.
Hello, Alexa. Alexa, hello.
Hello. It looks wet today. Stay dry out there.
Oh, Alexa, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's great.
See, Paul, I told you it's raining here.
All right,
let's
ask
her something. Let's ask her. What do you want to ask her?
I don't know. I'm thinking. This dog is jumping on me again.
All right. Hey, Alexa, tell us something interesting.
The earliest known reference to a vending machine comes from the work of Hero of Alexandria, a first century engineer and mathematician who lived in Roman Egypt. His machine accepted a coin, whose weight depressed a lever and opened a valve to dispense holy water.
Wow.
Listen, tell Alexa you have 99 problems.
Alexa, you have 99 problems.
But a glitch ain't one.
But a glitch ain't one.
Alexa, tell us a joke to end the show.
Why did summer split up with winter? They had a falling out.
Oh my.
Alexa, that's get better.
Come on, Alexa. Get in the game.
Man. Right.
Okay, so that was our Alexa segment.
That is great. I don't know what's up with Alexa. Alexa, man, they're spying on you. They're spying on you worse than the phones are, I think.
I know. All right, man. I think this is a wrap.
This is it. We're going to call it a wrap.
Sounds good. Take it away.
All right. So you guys know the deal. Something that we want you to take away from every single episode, and obviously this one especially, as we discussed it a lot, is just don't take things for granted. We only get one chance on this earth. And enjoy every day. Really do your best, even if you're having a bad 10 minutes, a bad hour, a bad 20 hours. Find 4 great hours. Try to find the good in every single day and live life to the fullest, as we never know, you know, when our last day is here.
That's right. You guys are the best. Live well. We will talk to you next week. Enjoy.